The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining this bright and early Sunday morning. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about this week, huh? Oh, my, Mama always said to be days like this. How about plural days, weeks? Well, today's topic, all about corrections. What's going on? And I hope, after you hear this program this morning, become a better investor, a smarter investor, and recognize these patterns. This is a correction, I believe. I don't believe we're starting a bear market. Of course, there's a lot of negativity out there. But we're going to get right under the hood right away and talk about this correction that we're going through right now and what you can do as an investor. Now, first off, Mark Twain wrote some many years ago, a long time ago, Mark Twain was around, October is the most difficult month to speculate in stocks. And he went on to say the others are November, December, January. So again, October definitely has this kind of thing about it, right? I mean, how many Octobers have we had that have been quite spooky, I guess, you know, pun intended. Spooky meaning, gosh, you know, we had the 1987 crash, the 2008 crash, and we had also the 1929 famous stock market crash that led to the 1930s. Though actually, in other years, October's been pretty good. So it's not always that easy to say, oh, gee, if that easy, at the beginning of October, I'd sell all my stock or stock funds at work, and by the end of the month when the market's low, it doesn't really work like that. But again, October definitely has this all overall kind of thing. And you know, who would thunk it that here we are right in the middle of October already facing one of the most difficult corrections we've had in quite some time. But if you look back this year, you know, this has been a lot of volatility this year. This at the moment looks like what happened in February and April. Now we totally forget about that, but in February and April we had some sharp corrections as well. So if you look back 2018 so far, we start off January really hot. I mean, the markets are up like 5% for the month. Now 5% may not sound like much, but if you multiply by 12, that's like a 60% year-to-date return. Now, we know that was not sustainable. And then in February, we started to talk about trade and all those type of problems. In February, we had a 10% correction, pretty nasty correction. March, we recovered, only to have another 10-plus percent correction in April. Again, that over kind of trade and a whole bunch of other host of things. You know, then we kind of, May and June, chopped around, really didn't really see anything. But August, September were very strong. And here we are, October again. So I'm not saying like, you know, every other month it's right to have a correction, but this happens. Now, 2017, as an example, the biggest correction we had was 3%. You can't even call that a correction. It was pretty much low volatility all the way through. But so far, 2018, we've seen a lot of volatility. Now, the demons so far in this particular correction are different than they were in February and April. This time, the Fed is raising rates, the Fed. So, you know, give a little quick little economics 101 here. We have fiscal policy. That's kind of what the president's been doing and Congress been doing. That's passing, you know, how do you tax and how do you spend? So reducing taxes has been very positive for at least the results that we've seen. Been very positive for the economy. So on one side, you have, you know, kind of hitting the gas, trying to push, you know, a little more fire onto the economy. On the other hand, monetary policy, Fed Chair Powell, has been incrementally raising rates and been seen to be somewhat hawkish. What is hawkish? Well, dovish means, you know what, we'll leave rates low. We're going to try to get a lot of growth. You know, we're not worried about inflation so much. Hawkish means, hey, we're really more worried about inflation than we are about growth. And his speech last week indicated that he's willing to raise rates in December and more throughout 2019. And people start scratching their heads and say, wait a second, we've seen this happen before. Pretty much the last 10 recessions, 8 of them were caused by the Fed raising rates too much, cutting off the housing market, we can't do that again. And that's where the selling started. The selling started right there, right at the time that Fed Powell said, hey, you know, this hawkish tone in the conference, basically saying they're going to raise rates over and over and over again. And that really spooked the market. Now, on top of that, you know, we have the trade China, the China trade or lack thereof of talks and so forth. The market doesn't like that because we're hearing from companies saying, hey, we're going to have to start raising prices. We heard some companies already before the earnings season, like Pepsi, like Procter & Gamble, say, hey, wait a second. market. Our earnings may not be so good with these tariffs. We may have, you know, have some issues here. So we're hearing that from there. And finally, you know, the Fed raising rates and so forth, we get it. But then you get the selling and begets more selling. You get into the selling frenzy that everybody's running exit at the same time. So you shake it up all together, and this is what we've had so far. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. You'll find us here every every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. bright and early. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, trying to guide you through this crazy time we're going, known as a correction. I hope to think it's a garden variety type of correction. A correction, generally speaking, is 10% or more. We've seen that already. 20% or more is a bear market. Now, by the way, there are some companies that are down more than 20%. There are some sectors like autos, like home builders, that are down more than 20% that already are in a bear market. So we are watching this very closely. But one thing we have to do is not get so panicky. Let's say you're 45 years old, you're listening to this program, and you're not going to retire for 20 years. You know, I hate to say it, you're going to see a lot of these type of blips. You know, it depends on what you're doing. Look, I have a family member who's probably tuning in now. I won't say her name, but she's 100% in stocks, always 100% in stocks in her company's plan. And I say to her, you know, have more flexibility. Kind of with our clients, what we generally like to do, depends on their goals, but, you know, keep like 70% kind of, you know, aiming north. That is, you know, your mutual funds or exchange traded funds or stocks you like. But with the other 20 or 30%, be a little bit more nimble. You know, when we have these nasty sell-offs, take that cash and do some buying. Then we have these, you know, huge ramp-ups like we've had in January or August, September this year, and you do some selling into it. So it kind of creates this kind of, you know, kind of hybrid strategy where it's buy and hold, but also being active. Active, not day trading active, but active, you know, taking advantages of the dips and blips and things like that we have. So right now, we definitely have a major correction going on. How they usually go, look, there's no exact path. You know, it's like meteorology trying to tell you how a hurricane is going to react. Sometimes it goes east, sometimes it goes west, there's projections. I mean, but there are some general patterns. The general patterns of a correction is that we go down, we do bounce eventually, you know, we do get a significant sharp bounce, and typically, you know, don't wave the white flag that it's over. Typically, we go back and revisit that low. So you can look at these kind of charts and see where the market has been. Then it shoots up and, you know, gets people excited and so forth. And of course, people take the white, you know, towel and start waving around, and the worst is over, and like, whoop, another drop down to test that low. Now, if we hold that low, that's very positive, and then we can start go back and rebuild. If we don't hold that low, then we're in for a longer term. So I want to give you the little pattern about corrections and generally how they work, much like how hurricanes, I can just tell you, generally how they work. Remember, they could also do weird things. But generally speaking, we correct sharply like we did. We took an elevator ride down very quickly, and if we bounce, again, don't wave the white flag that it's over, we may have some more testing to do. Well, again, we got a lot more to talk about here on GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, corrections and what is going on.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early Sunday morning, and the early bird gets the worm. We heard that saying before. Well, you just heard from Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So that book, for the first 20 callers, is for free. Now think about what's going on in this crazy world, okay? This book is definitely going to help you talk about volatility and how to make volatility your friend and not your foe. So call 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. 371-0101. Now, we think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday here, this particular book, Not Your Father's Retirement. But I have to say, especially everything that's going on, there's no easy ride. You know, we had an easy ride in 2017. The statements look great. This has been a challenging year. And I think going forward with all the volatility, midterm elections, China trade, everything else, I think you need to get this book. And again, you're going to get it for free. First 20 callers, 845-371-0101. I'll let you grab a pen and paper. If you're traveling, keep two hands on the wheel because you can get back and go to WHUD.com, lower right-hand side, and you can see the book offer for free. Now, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but I'm willing to give out the first 20 books for free. So again, that's 845-371-0101, 845-371-0101. And today's topic, GPS for your finances, all about corrections, what's going on. And before the break, we spoke about a lot of what's going on with these corrections. Remember, this has been kind of going on for some time. In January, we started off strong. February, nasty correction. March, a recovery. April, a nasty correction. You know, this has been definitely fits and starts this year around trade, around a whole bunch of things that are happening. And really what started this, we believe, is about a week and a half ago, Fed Chair Powell was getting more hawkish, talking about raising rates further. That spooks people. I mean, the last, depends which economist you look at, but the last 10 recessions we've had in this country, 8 of them were by the Fed that raised rates too much and cut off, you know, money supply for people to be buying homes at cheaper prices and so forth and so on. So what we're looking at here is not just, you know, oh, this is just down because interest rates are higher. Well, interest rates going higher will slow down the economy. Actually, that's the impact of it. People say, wait, why would they want to do that? Well, look, left unabated, you can get some crazy growth, inflation, and so forth. But again, the hardest part here is what they call a soft landing of the economy, to be able to raise rates a little bit at a time. One of the reasons why they want to raise rates, quite frankly, is let's say we go into recession down the road and we have interest rates at 2% or 1%. Well, there's not much you can do there to help the economy. But if you can raise rates gradually, then the Fed will have more arrows in the quiver to be able to lower rates down the road. But that being said, it does spook investors. It's very real. Look, we've seen home builders and autos, those things are very interest rate sensitive, at 52-week lows. So there's a real reason that people are getting spooked out. And that's just because, okay, higher rates. Yeah, but higher rates can really cut off. Now, the reason why the Fed does raise rates, like I said, you can have an inflation spiral and then the Fed gets behind. And then they have to, instead of raising rates gradually a quarter at a time, then there's raising rates, you know, 50 basis points or half of 1% at a meeting or 1% at a meeting, and they get behind us. So we'll see how this plays out. On one side, you know, we have lower taxes that stimulate the economy. And of course, on the other side, monetary policy is actually, you know, making borrowing costs go higher, making expenses go higher, trying to get things to kind of calm down a little bit. So we went from this Goldilocks environment, not too hot, not too cold. Remember that little nursery? So not too hot, again, not too hot to worry about inflation, not too cold for companies to still be able to earn, you know, have good earnings. But now we have this situation, this kind of Goldilocks, that we may have lost her for a bit because it's tipping more towards too hot. And if it tips towards too hot of an economy, though, again, to me, 4.1% GDP is great. To me, it's not too hot, but that's different. But being too hot gets the Fed involved, raising rates, and that's what people are concerned. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early Sunday morning. I smell the coffee and tea. I'm very easy. I just drink tea. I don't drink, you know, sugar or milk. Very easy. Just make me some tea and I'm happy. So today's topic, all about corrections, what's going on. I should also remind you, Monday through Friday, I'm here with you, WHUD, around 8:25 in the morning, giving you the national averages, the national news, local averages, local news, especially everything that's happened this last couple of weeks, the crazy market. And then on your ride home around 5:15, you'll hear from Bill Kuga from Mahoney Asset Management, also giving you the national averages, Dow Jones, S&P, NASDAQ, what's the news item of the day, and also, again, local exchanges and so forth. So we got you covered Monday through Friday, Monday morning, Friday through Friday afternoon. Saturday, we take a day off, and here we are back on Sunday morning, 6 a.m., hosting a GPS for your finances. And, you know, I guess another way of looking at what's been going on, it's an old Wall Street saying. It talks about escalators and elevators. And I think this quote came from the 1920s, so, you know, pretty much like 100 years ago, and it still rings very true to what we're seeing here in 2018. So the market goes up by way of escalator, you know, a little bit at a time. You know, if you've been on an escalator in the mall recently, it's like, come on, get. So you take this escalator up. And that's kind of true. You know, we're up in May and June and July, and, you know, kind of taking this escalator up. But when things get kind of yucky, we come down by way of elevator. You know, four stories at a time. In this case, 6 months worth of gains erased in 6 days. And this is true, though. If you think about, like, you know, the 2000 2000- 2002 to 2003 to 2007 period of time, the market rode an escalator, and then when it hit the fan in 2008, 2009, whew, I mean, I'm sorry, the escalator and the elevator came down, boom, 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 I'm wiping away years worth of gains. So again, and that's why I offer the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I'll give the opportunity later during a break, because we talk about this, because when the escalator is going up, you need to take some shekels off the table. You need to kind of rebalance. You need to take that, because we will eventually have the elevator. We don't know when. I don't know when, but I tell our clients all the time, expect it. Don't make volatility a foe. Make it your friend. I mean, accept that we're going to have this volatility. And doing so, when we have hot markets or you have a particular stock that's doing well, you know, take some profits, you know, cultivate some profits, because pretty soon we're going to have the elevator, and then you're going to have, you keep your powder dry a little bit. So it's really important you kind of follow some of the principles of investing, which kind of tells you, you know, you want to rebalance. You, rebalance basically means, hey, when the markets are going up like they were in July, August, September, doing really well, you know, take some profits. You know, people don't like to take profits. I think people are really good at like knowing to buy something. Oh, okay, I read about this, you know, in this magazine. I watched CNBC or Fox Business. You know, I'm listening to this radio program. I bought this fund. I bought this ETF. I bought this stock. But really don't know when to sell. And that's the key. You really have to kind of understand that. We cover that in the book, of course. But so the economy is very strong. GDP is around 4%. Unemployment at a, 60-year low, whatever you come out, 3.7% with low inflation. So after this break, we're going to talk more about what's happening with the economy, why the markets are off, and also what you should be doing as an investor. So again, I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, GPS for your finances, and we'll be right back with today's topic, all about corrections. What's going on?
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Got the toast going, got the eggs going. Today's topic, all about corrections. What's going on? My gosh, she's crazy, crazy, crazy. 6 days of downward movement, taking away 6 months worth of gains. We're going to try to help you make a better investor, understand the patterns and so forth. And I think one of the best ways I could do that for you, there's only so much time I have here on the radio, is I want you to get the book for free that Mike Bennett just spoke about, Not Your Father's Retirement. Call 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. The book is for free. It sells on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, $17.99, and covers topics like this. When the market goes up, what you should be doing. Talk about rebalancing. Make sure you're not yourself in a pickle when the market goes down this much and you're 100% in stocks and can't do anything about it. How to keep your powder dry. All this is in this book. So again, if there's ever a time to get this book, now's the time. We're definitely experiencing a lot of turbulence here, a lot of volatility, midterm elections, China, all these type of things. Yet there are opportunities. So call 845-371-0101. Get your pen and paper ready. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And also on a WHUD.com website, which is great. A lot of stuff. I look at the events calendar, see what's going on in the area. We use that all the time. Lower right-hand corner is also my book offer. So if you're driving two hands, you can't really register. You want to get back to WHUD.com, lower right-hand corner. Click on a book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Get the book for free for the first 20 callers or those who, you know, go online. First 20 today, 845-371-0101. 0.01. And right before the break, we're talking about all these things that are happening, this crazy, crazy market. We talked about escalators and elevators. Again, the market goes up, and this is a 1920 saying, I believe. Markets go up by way of escalator, come down by way of elevator. Does that not ring true so far in 2018? And it's ring true, if you look up through history, that's what happens. But again, as an investor, recognize that. That's a pattern. That's going to happen. It's going to continue to happen. So eventually, here's how corrections usually go. Now, if you think about like a hurricane, and this is pretty much like a hurricane category 2 or 3 that's come through the markets. Again, not 4 or 5 yet. Hopefully, doesn't happen. Hurricane category 5, so to speak, was what happened in 2008, 2009. But so this hurricane has come through, wiped away 6 months worth of gains. And there's a certain pattern to kind of hurricanes, right? How they come in, how they kind of lower and so forth. So the intensity of the selling has been relentless. This has been, you know, I've been doing this a long time. It's been absolutely, again, not the headline numbers. Yeah, the headline numbers will shock you. 1,400 point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average in 2 days. But the internals, meaning breadth, meaning like one stock up for every 19 that are down. I mean, just what they call the internals, things that are beyond just, you know, getting on the hood of it, you know, beyond just the headlines of the indexes, things have been beyond ugly. Some of the ugliest markets I've seen in some time. So we've definitely recognized how that works. But this kind of hurricane comes through. And then what happens, so this is kind of typically how the pattern of corrections work. We go down like this, that elevator we spoke about. Okay. Then we somewhere we get a low, man. Maybe Thursday is the low point, okay? Let's see. Let's say that's a low point. And then we bounce. And, of course, people get all excited. Oh, that's it. The worst is over. And typically, the pattern is, at some point, to go back to that low again and test. And that's the biggest part. Now, hopefully, in the past, in February, April this year, we had the same thing kind of happen. We had a big correction. We bounced a little bit. We bounced around. I'm not sure. And we went down and tested that low. And then once that low was tested and held, then the market went higher. Again, the only thing I just can't tell you with a crystal ball is if it follows the pattern of most corrections, a sharp, nasty, vicious decline like this was, then we get a bounce. You get some bottom fishers, so to speak, bargain hunters, whatever you want to call these people that go down and buy stock cheaper, which is great. And then there's kind of this feeling of relief, like, okay, the worst is behind us. We made a low a couple weeks ago and everything's fine. Typically, again, the market's going to go back and check out that low and then hopefully hold. If it doesn't hold, then it's another vicious down leg and then we got some repairing to do. So, you know, look, this could be a pickle for a few weeks. If we go down and test and bounce, that's fine. If we go down and test and go below that, well, it's going to take months and months and months and months and months and months to kind of get back there. So I just want to kind of outline how that may work, how corrections generally work. Again, like a hurricane, how it comes in and just kind of wipes it. But then there's a certain path it takes thereafter. So this is typically how the pattern works. Hopefully, you're just tuning in. You're not listening to a meteorologist. You're listening to Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, talking about your topic today. All about corrections. What's going on today? GPS Finance is here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. And we picked up, you know, about escalators, elevators, all these type of stuff. Now, again, of course, we're always trying to find headlines of why the market went down. There's a kind of a trifecta, I believe. First off, we had a very strong July and August, and maybe that's some July, August, September, more August, September. And we have this kind of setup for a correction in October. Much like we had a strong January, we had a sell-off in February, a strong March, a correction in April. I guess you kind of get the pattern. So I think part of it is it's technical, meaning we went up too far too fast. Now you add a little fuel to the fire because now you say the Fed's going to raise rates. Fed Chair Powell has been very hawkish. Hawkish meaning, hey, he doesn't like growth. He thinks growth is going to lead to inflation. And the market says, we want growth. We want companies to grow. We want expansion, especially around the world. Things are pretty slow. The U.S. is doing really, really well, relatively speaking. So basically, in 6 days, wipe away 6 months worth of gains just really quickly in 6 days. But then you start looking at one other thing that's really, if I look at it very closely, I look at Boeing. Again, I'm not telling you to buy or sell Boeing. I look at 3M. I look at Caterpillar. I look at these companies that are really involved in trade. So aside from the interest rate sensitive group of home builders and autos and all these other type of stocks that are taking it on the chin is a nice way of saying it. You know, I'm also looking at this area of companies that really don't do well with trade talks breaking down. So, look, the media definitely has a right. Initially, I think what was the bugaboo is the velocity of which interest rates started shooting up. Fed Powell being hawkish about raising rates in the future. For a lot of investors who've been around a long time, we also means that they could push us in recession if they choke off, you know, the oil of the economy, which is interest rates, or the money that kind of moves around, the velocity of money. But that being said, you know, the China trade is still nagging out there. And the reason why I tell you that, there's been a number of companies, and these are not small companies, Pepsi, Procter & Gamble, they've come out and said, you know what? These tariffs are going to impact earnings. Now, if something impacts earnings, like I've told you before, you know, with real estate, it's location, location, location. With the market, it's earnings, earnings, earnings. If companies start coming out and say, hey, these tariffs are going to impact earnings, that's not a good sign. So it's a whole bunch of things, not just interest rates, but then we get ourselves into things. So again, I want to remind you to be with us every Sunday morning. Also, Monday through Friday, find us on WHD as we talk our way through and give you strategy through this crazy time. So I hope you enjoy the show. It goes by so fast. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.